This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Liz Lemon.
Welcome to Good Neighbor Podcast. Are you in need of an entertainment consultant? Surprisingly, one may be closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing your neighbor, Jason Abrams, with JEA Productions. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Liz.
Great. We are all excited to learn about you and your business.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be back.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be back.
Pleasure to have you back. Tell us about your company and what you do.
Yes, this time I'll elaborate more upon what I actually do. I think I spoke more from a perspective of the history and what launched me or inspired me. This time I'll talk more about the actual day-to-day, the actual doing of my business. So consulting consists of a number of things. You know, it really is based upon the needs of the consultee, as I'll call them, the person who is hiring me to consult them. And my consultation consists of what I've learned, the experiences I've gained, the knowledge that I have. Often, you know, if I'm inclined to do so, I'll share some of my network. It all depends on, you know, what level I feel that the client is at and what they're about to achieve or what might be a perfect fit for them. You know, sometimes just my consultation is enough to launch them and even maintain them, you know, to a certain degree of where then they'll need additional representation in my business that might include a manager, which, you know, of course, from the last interview I did, I told you my background is management, public relations. I've been an agent. I've pretty much done it all. There was a movie back in the day called Fletch with Chevy Chase. And I feel like sometimes my business, I should have like 20 different kinds of business cards or identifications for who I am or what, you know, my umbrella or what my skills encompass. So I do want to say that I am available now for consulting. If you need to look that up out there, you know, you feel free to do so. But, you know, I think it's pretty self-explanatory that I'm just here for you, for what you need to know. It's in my lane, of course, which is entertainment. You know, I can't tell you how to be a brain surgeon or how to be a lawyer or how to be a podcaster. Well, I'm getting pretty good at that, I think. But I had to have a lot of experience due to the pandemic where we were all, I call it the pandemic, where we all had to be virtual. But I'm still learning this lane as well. So I applaud you, Liz, for embarking on this. It's going to be a fascinating direction for you. And I'm looking forward to being a part of it again and again, as long as I'm welcome.
Thank you, Jason. What are the myths and misconceptions in your industry?
Again, I will say that the biggest misconception is that we're all rich, that we're all wealthy. But to elaborate beyond that, I believe it's that, you know, it's easy to come by in this business, that you can just come and do this. If you like music, if you like entertainment, that you can just go and be a manager, or be a promotions person. You know, I've spoken in so many college type of music promotion panels, and where they would just have like a local promotions representative, street promotions person back in the day, that would come and be employed by a number of record labels, but they'd pass out stickers or, you know, put up posters in the record stores. Not many exist anymore of that, but they'd profess to know the business because they might have a name Sony attached or, you know, BMG or one of the major companies releasing and distributing music. I had a hard time because I was actually doing the business, and I'm not knocking anybody. They were an integral part to promoting the music. But younger folks, aspiring folks, I should say, were going to these seminars or conventions that I would speak at, and they'd be listening to folks who weren't actually doing the business. And so I say, if you're going to say you're in the business, learn the business and know the business. Don't just acquaint yourself to the business and act like you know it all, because there's more to just, you know, a little bit of association, or that I like music, or that I like film or television, that I can just go be a manager, or I can just go be an agent, or I can just go be a consultant, because you're going to find yourself up a creek without a paddle, as you know, the old saying goes.
Absolutely. Outside of work, what do you do for fun?
I'm sorry?
Outside of work, what do you do for fun?
Outside of work, what I do for fun is just try to spend as much time not doing the work. actually, I enjoy my work. I once watched a concert of Diana Ross where somebody just yelled, "Work it," or "work," you know, and she was like, "Well, I kind of like to think of this as something else," you know, because she enjoys her craft. I enjoy my craft, so often I'm taking it with me to a restaurant or a pub, or, you know, wherever I'm out with friends or family, or even myself, just trying to enjoy myself. But honestly, I enjoy most being with my friends. And to be honest with you, as on this Good Neighbor podcast, there's a lot of good neighbors here that I like to support. When I'm on my free time, I like to help my friends, you know, in their lanes of business, you know, when I can. I love new experiences, and I love sometimes just being another me, you know, getting an experience doing something else and being there for those who are there for me on different levels. And so, you know, I'm learning different things and at the same time supporting others.
Let's change gears. Can you describe one hardship or life challenges that you rose above and can now say because of it you are better and stronger? What comes to mind?
Honestly, I've discussed this before. I'm overcoming anxiety and quite a bit of stress-related and past trauma-related concerns, if you will. I'm overcoming that, as many of us in the world are, whether it's because of the pandemic or, you know, just because of hardships today. A lot of folks are stressed about money, distressed, and about where they are today. I'm not quite where I want to be, you know. And then there's the folks, I call it the snowflake generation, where everything is a distress. You know, you text them too many times and all of a sudden it's too much, you know, I need space, or, you know, and I'm not making fun of anybody, because I've grown up in between all of these generations, and, you know, actually I consider myself kind of like a Peter Pan. So I'm going backwards instead of forwards. So I'm one of these snowflakes too, where sometimes I just want my space and whatever, but I'm just trying to be descriptive of the time. To answer your question again, coming above this pandemic that changed the world has been amazing. Just the fact that any of us are still standing, who are, we all deserve applause. I think that having the experience that the world had should have been a wake-up call. And it did open up opportunity. Like I said, I learned about being virtual. You know, before that, it might have taken me hours to set up a ring light, or, you know, just sit here and even set up this chat. So I can't speak for everybody, but there were some positives from that. And I consider that rising above anything positive.
What is the one thing you wish our listeners knew about the entertainment industry?
I wish that folks would show more camaraderie toward each other in the industry. There's room for everyone now who has talent, ability, or for the fans as well. You know, there's these Beehives or Bayhives and, you know, Swifties and Mariah's Butterflies or Lambs. You know, they all of these fans are very loyal, but almost to a degree, and I'm not knocking anybody, but where they're not always nice to one another. And on the music side of things, you know, I do see a lot more collaborations out there and cross genres, you know, of folks singing together or performing together who aren't even of the same genres. You know, they're not even in the same lane, but there they are together on a stage. But behind the scenes, they're quite competitive and there's room for all of you. So that's my answer to that. That's my response.
How can our listeners learn more about JEA Productions?
I'd say to go on my socials, ask me questions through the messengers, you know, if the question makes sense and I feel, you know, that it is something that really, I'm sorry, can we edit? Can you ask me the question again? I'm sorry.
Sure. How can our listeners learn more about JEA Productions?
I suggest checking out my socials. They're all Jason E. Abrams, at Jason E. Abrams is the handle, ABRAMS. And I have a JEA Productions page on Facebook, but I'm guilty of not updating so much or not updating so much professionally. I mix my personal life and my professional life quite often because they intertwine. But feel free to use the messenger and ask me whatever you're inclined to ask me. And, you know, I'm always trying to respond if I can or if I feel that it you know, really is in need of an answer, a response right away, I'll try to prioritize that. Don't be disappointed if it takes me a minute. You know, I'm multitasking. I also caregive for my mom, and I'm all over the place. If you do follow my social networking, I'm on this train or that plane or, you know, whatever I'm doing. And, you know, I'm not always accessible right that moment, but I am there for you.
Well, Jason, I really appreciate you being on the show, and we wish you and your business the best moving forward.
Thank you very much, Liz. And again, I look forward to visiting your neighborhood, your living room again. And I wish everyone out there listening the best. And again, I'm here for you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnppalmer.com. That's gnppalmer.com. Or call 413-414-5940.